Now to Gaza, where the humanitarian crisis is deepening as hunger spreads. Israel cut off supplies to the Palestinian territory 2 months ago. It said it did so to put pressure on Hamas to release hostages. But the impact the Israeli blockade has had on the distribution of aid is far-reaching, as aid agencies warn about an urgent situation with no food, no medical supplies allowed to enter the Strip since March 2nd. The United Nations says Israel is obliged under international law to ensure supplies for the over 2 million Palestinians in Gaza. Meanwhile, Israel's offensive continues with attacks. Yesterday, Gaza's civil defence agency said 29 people had been killed in airstrikes and attacks across the enclave, including on refugee camps in Khan Yunis and near Deir al-Bala. Olga Sharefko is spokesperson for the United Nations Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs. She's in Gaza City and joins us. Olga, thank you very much for speaking to us this morning. What is it like this morning in Gaza City?
Thank you, Maggie. Good morning. Thanks for having me. Indeed, things are looking quite grim. Today is exactly 2 months since all the crossings have been completely sealed. And when I talk to people, there is a certain sense of dread that is setting in quickly, and a very real concern that we could face a situation in which everything is completely depleted. And to be honest with you, that scenario is so horrific, it's impossible to even picture. As we have said, we have so far distributed the last of our food stocks, and the community kitchens are using the last of it to prepare any meals that they can. But of course, this goes well beyond food, and we are running out of blood units, of critical medicines, equipment, and other life vital things.
Is there any way of getting any of those things in if the blockade is still there? Can you manage at all to get those vital supplies into Gaza?
Unfortunately, the only way to meaningfully respond and be able to provide assistance at scale is through land crossings and being able to receive and deliver this assistance as it comes in through the various crossing points. And this is what we have been appealing to do for now 60 days.
You said there that the last of the food stocks, supplies are incredibly low, almost gone. And you said you mentioned a sense of dread. Just how are Palestinian people feeling?
You know, one of the things that I've noticed is that a lot of people I speak to, they have almost given up any hope to even be able to return to their where they came from, where they've been forced to displace from. And they're all asking me, why can't anyone do anything to change the situation? Because we have been appealing to everyone. And why can't anyone help us? And I don't know what to answer, because we have also been appealing to those who hold the decision-making power to make those decisions to ensure that this blockade is broken.
It must be a very difficult situation to continue your work, and indeed the work of your colleagues, trying to answer those questions from people who are so desperate.
Of course, this is something that we face every day. On top of the horrific scenery of obviously people getting killed and injured, but also the scenes of hunger setting in as more and more children are rummaging through the piles of trash, and elderly people going through garbage just to find something to eat and to be able to survive this horrific situation.
A sign maybe of just how desperate people are, there has been looting of UNRWA kitchens in Gaza City. We understand thousands of people broke in and stole medicine. Is there any sense of Hamas? I know that they were trying to police, but it seems now that any sort of security around aid agencies like your own is difficult at best.
That's right, Maggie. Basically, what we're seeing is a complete breakdown of law and order, as we have seen before. And these looting incidents and attacks on humanitarian convoys have been going up. And we've been seeing every few days, or almost every day now, becoming more common, these attacks. And these, of course, also terrorize the population in its own way, because they, when they know that this is happening, they know that it then depletes whatever we are able to provide to them. And when the entire population, 100% of the people in Gaza, 2.1 million people, are dependent on humanitarian aid, it's an impossible situation.
Olga Sharefko, thank you for joining us this morning. She's spokesperson for the United Nations Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs, and she's in Gaza City.